Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the Power of Positive Purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with me as we flow through this month celebrating love, infinite love, a love that knows what to do and how to do it when we let go and let it do it. Someone contacted me recently and asked me to address a very challenging experience they were having, and after listening to my program, they realized that they had been living with some despair in some areas of their life for some time. So our challenge this morning is to discover how to go beyond despair by way of love in action. I love the statement that is made in Matthew 6:26, where it says, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" What it's saying here is there's a universal power that knows what to do and how to do it everywhere at once, and you're not an exception. It only had itself to make everything out of, and you are not an exception, because there is no exception. You cannot have an infinite and something else. Jesus was asked what it was. He said it's love. Now, if it's love and everywhere at once and made you out of itself, then the truth of you is love, and you can free yourself no matter what your reasons for despair have been into a new reasoning process to know that love in you as you is you, and to think critically from this awareness, not from duality, not from your good is somewhere other than where you are. It is right where you are, and the challenge I'm going to give you today is let it out. Let it out for the world to see. Let it out for it to be the best it knows how to be at the level of your understanding right here and right now, and then take on the challenge of increasing your understanding of the truth of you moment by moment by moment by moment. And as you do, the beautiful begins to unfold in ways you've never known before. My friends, when we release our concepts of life to the universe acts upon it. So if you're going to think, why not think higher thoughts? If you're in orthodoxy and call it prayer, then choose to let it be positive prayer. In metaphysics, in religious science, the science of mind, it is referred to as spiritual mind treatment. And the challenge is not just to say the words, but to release those words to the law of mind that knows what to do and how to do it. When we release our prayer, our spiritual mind treatment, with complete trust in universal love to do what it knows how to do as them, to release it to the infinite knower that knows again what to do and how to do it. This, my dear friends, is a freeing action beyond anything you've ever known before. And as you do this, you discover you are automatically letting go of your problem and allowing yourself to move forward into the blessing of the answer. If you keep going back to the problem, when you do this, what happens is you find yourself remaining in the problem rather than moving forward, becoming the answer in action. Our challenge every day of our experience is to allow ourselves to maintain a conviction that infinite intelligence responds to our need when we let go and let it happen. It is quite illogical to turn to divine mind, infinite intelligence, in the belief that it only wants good for us. It only gives good to us, through us, as us, and then to doubt that it does it. It is done unto you, me, everyone, as we believe. God's action is always relative to what? To our belief in it, to our acceptance of it. Acceptance of what? The good we desire. So contemplate the good you desire, the change for the better you desire today. And allow yourself to know and know you know that the answer is brought about how? It's brought about through the action of infinite law demonstrating itself by way of your acceptance. The law of mind, it always unfolds in the life of everyone at the level of their belief, and it does it unerringly. Realizing this, we free ourselves. We free ourselves into the realization that divine providence extends to all life, the truth of itself. We don't need to despair. We don't need to move forward as if we are a victim to this thing called life. When love in action, operating through us as us, that knows what to do and how to do it, is supplying our every need if we let go and let it do it. So today, my friend, allow yourself to accept the abundant life. Move forward today in the expectation of your ability through new and wonderful ideas to increase your whole experience of greater good by way of enthusiasm. If you're going to work today, allow yourself to be enthusiastic service and action to whatever you're doing. As you begin to do this, you begin to understand that automatically you begin to demonstrate more friends. You begin to demonstrate the joy of work, the joy of play, the joy of being the best you know how to do and be today. And your acceptance of abundance manifests everywhere at once, not just in your bank account, but in your physical body, in your mental health, and the way of life you are choosing to live above and beyond anything that's happened before, no matter how wonderful it was yesterday. It's ready, willing, and able to get better today. You see, there's something within you as you that assures your well-being as you let go and discover this. What you're doing is you're saying to yourself today, I let no thought of good in my heart and mind lie dormant. I let go and let it have birth as my experience. I let go and in faith release it to the creative medium of divine mind, which knows only to act upon it in a complete and perfect way. Oh, my friends, gratefully receive this greater good into your life. Gratefully let go and let it happen. If you do, what you are discovering for yourself, through yourself, for and to yourself, is the realization that divine friendship manifests in your life in positive and wonderful ways, centered in love. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, if you want more friends, be one. Be a better friend to yourself. Helen Redding's wonderful song, Best Friend. Listen to the words. I'm a best friend to myself. I take me out when I feel low. I do the things for me a best friend would. I'm as nice to me as anyone I know. How about being nice to yourself today? In Proverbs 17:17, it says, a friend loveth at all times. Now, if you know anybody or have anybody in your world that says, I'm going to be your friend if, that's not a friend, because friendship, true friendship, does not have a price tag on it. True love does not have a price tag on it. If we go back to the wisdom of Solomon, Solomon gives us the very essence of friendship, love, love that is understanding, free of possessiveness, yet forever standing by regardless of the situation. What a wonderful concept. That there is something within you that's waiting to move forward. Each and every day you have within you the capacity to give and attract all kinds of wonderful friendship. And you do this by knowing you cannot live apart from the one life which already contains every potential of your good. right now. Let it out.
Let it out so the experience of return becomes a celebration of return. For what you send out multiplies and returns to you. Pay attention to what you're giving. From love, through love, to love, we move and live and have our being. You see, being a friend, my friends, does not mean that we always agree with the people that we're in friendship with. It does not mean that we always agree with the concepts that they have of life. It doesn't mean we have to approve of all their actions or reactions to this thing called life, but that we do what? That we take him or her as they are. We recognize that they are on their own path of unfoldment as we are on ours. And as we do this, we free ourselves. What a great thing it is to live your life without angry arguments. You can disagree without being disagreeable. It means that you can let go of any reason to have hurt feelings any longer than the initial hurt, whatever it is. But to hang on to it, whoever it is that hurts your feelings is no longer hurting your feelings. If you insist on continuing that hurt, then what you're doing to yourself is you are hurting yourself. They're no longer doing it. You see, hurt feelings begin to fall away from our association as we do what? As we sincerely sustain a loving judgment in this thing called life about ourselves and the people we love, our friends, our loved ones. If we accept God's wisdom as the motivating factor of our life, then we're letting go and letting love think as we think. We're not thinking about love, we're thinking as love thinks, no matter how far short we may appear at times to ultimate harmony. There is the potential of ultimate harmony happening in you as you. And your challenge, as is mine always, is to know that divine love flows through the life of every person. And right now, in this moment, if you are having any situation with person, place, or thing in your life, know that today you are living in the sure knowledge that as you give love forth, as you give harmony, as you give understanding, as you forgive and forget, then what happens is you begin to reflect your choice in your experience instead of your reaction to someone else's choice. Now, what you need to do today is make up your mind to perfect your ability to be a friend today to yourself and everyone in your world centered in love, that you make a choice to give to everyone you meet today the respect, the harmony, and the freedom that builds true friendship, and it allows true friendship to become truer. It becomes healthier and happier. Now, if someone differs from you in their own opinion, then your challenge is to no longer become upset or take issue with them, but to let go and let the beautiful as you unfold. Take the opportunity to be the best you know how to be in relationship to yourself today. Allow yourself to enlarge your own viewpoint about the truth of you, and know today that if there is a difference of opinion or concept with anybody in your world that you have labeled a friend, then know that the love within you is spontaneously allowing you to move from an interest in disagreement to the interest of fellowship and friendship. I am interested in maintaining my friendship, not pointing out how wrong they are or how right I am.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. We have an amazing program planned for Wednesday nights in February based on the book My View of the World by Erwin Schrödinger. Schrödinger was a great physicist, a Nobel Prize winner, in fact. He was also deeply spiritual and mystical. His worldview, which is derived from the Indian writings of the Vedanta, is that there is only a single consciousness of which we are all different aspects. His view is mystical and metaphysical, and I hope you'll join me in a further exploration of this great man and his system of thinking. Every Wednesday evening in February at 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m., tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Now, love your friends. You see, through the law of attraction, your friends return to you the same loyalty that you give to them. We are established in a mutual loving trust at that point, and it begins to celebrate itself, and we begin to realize it is enduring through any and all actions of life. Why? Because the friendship is stronger, the love is stronger than any momentary derailment from the path of friendship. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 297 of the Science of Mind textbook. As the idea of friendship dawns upon the consciousness, the law of attraction produces friends. For one is the picture and the other is the thing. Now, if you let go and let what we just talked about be your way, something wonderful happens. Centered in love, you begin to demonstrate more peace in your life. You begin to demonstrate more happiness in your life. You begin to demonstrate more joy and things to celebrate in a positive way in your life as your life. You begin to realize this because you are realizing your oneness, oneness with love. In 1 Corinthians 12, 6 and 7, it says, listen to these words, it is the same God which worketh all in all. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. It doesn't say some, it says everyone, everywhere. Men, women, children, everybody, everywhere is an offspring of the infinite. Everyone is one with the one, so whether you're one with the one or not is not the challenge to understand. What you need to understand is that if you are one with the one, how does one with the one think? How does one with love think? And then think that way. It's not enough just to improve one area of your life or another. You would not go out and get in your car celebrating the fact that you had one wonderful tire and the rest of them were flat, so you're going to move forward with one good tire and three flat tires. Well, that's not going to get you very far. The challenge you have, I have, everyone has, if we're going to be the realization of our oneness in action, is to know that as we apply it to our life, to the one good tire, then we can do what? We can apply it to all four, and then we can move forward. Don't just celebrate one aspect of your life. Celebrate your mind. Celebrate your body. Celebrate your health. Celebrate your work. Celebrate your talent. Celebrate your love and the people you love and the return of that love from them to you. And know that you are, as Jesus said 2,000 years ago, lifting yourself to a higher state of consciousness. His words were, if I be lifted up, everything around me will be lifted up. In other words, if you raise your consciousness about yourself, you must in turn allow yourself to define the world around you in the same manner. This freedom is one that is beyond understanding. Why? Because you understand what you understand now at the level of your own consciousness. So there is a higher level always, ready first to be comprehended, to be glimpsed, to be grasped, but we shall not improve our life, we are told, if we just grasp it. What we need to do is move from the grasping of the concept to the being of the concept in action. When we come to understand that God, or first cause, infinite intelligence, the Creator, is the origin of everything and everyone, we begin to do what? We begin to realize our inclusion in this thing called infinite life, infinite mind, God. There is no separation except in appearance. But the appearance, my dear friends, is the stumbling block for many, many people in realizing what? In realizing a greater measure of good in their own life. Good is of God. We are told, both East and West and all religions center in the idea that good is of God. Whoever seeks complete expression in life must know that this infinite life is seeking complete expression through you, through me, through everyone, all the time. It is the good getting better every single day, every moment. This is the zen of our teaching. I give my best to what's in front of me and honor it as I move forward today. You see, one of our good and wonderful gifts from this thing that made us out of itself is our ability to think and to experience the result of this creative act, which we call thinking. Act out of ignorance, and what happens? We will live at the level of that ignorance. That doesn't mean we're stupid. It just means we're ignoring something. And when we act out of ignorance, though we accept misinterpretations of life, what happens is we begin to experience lack. We begin to experience unhappiness. We begin to experience dis-ease. And as we do, it will maintain itself until we do what? With all that getting at the understanding of the greater idea of you. We have what? We don't have to coerce this power. We don't have to beg it. We don't have to beseech it. We don't have to make a deal with it. All we have to do for successful attainment of the good that we desire is to know we deserve it by right of consciousness and align ourselves with the great good that we want in our life and think as it thinks. Think with right ideas if you want to manifest the right idea of you as your life. Think like the right idea, not just about the right idea. How do we do this? In our oneness with the Spirit of Infinite Life, everyone has the ability to understand that at any time, at any moment, in this thing called forever, you can align yourself with the activity of the wisdom of the universe that is within you and do what? Experience successful accomplishment. Change for the better, finding answers when answers are needed, refusing verdicts if verdicts are given, and allow yourself to think from a higher level, not trying to heal something, but to know in consciousness there is nothing to heal, and everything it takes to cooperate with that is happening. If it's your physical health, know that you are God in action, that the truth of you is health, that anything and everything that is needed to manifest this in the outer is happening. As you greet God as the doctor, God as the medicine, God as the whole experience, all synchronizing itself, centered in love, knowing what to do and how to do it, it does it and changes for the better. The greatest healing factor that anyone knows anything about is the mind. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with your mind 24 hours a day? Are you thinking about what you think about? And if you do and you don't like what you're thinking about, then change your mind. Make another decision, another choice. We are always at the point of choice, even if you choose not to choose. So don't choose not to choose. Choose to choose. Choose to choose from love, and you'll know what to do and how to do it. Stop thinking that a certain thing or a certain person is hindering your progress, no matter what it is. Stop thinking that something in your past is hindering your process. The challenge is to know that as you cease this blame game that we play on ourselves, what happens at that moment is that you begin to realize, I have been erecting barriers of resistance,
of greater good, and I now tear those barriers down, no matter what they are, a barrier of any kind. And as I do this, I discover that I am opening my consciousness to ideas which bring fulfillment. Whatever I need to learn, whatever I need to do in order to rightly use the talent that I have, the intelligence I have, the creativity I have, the truth that I have in consciousness, I am willing today to undertake anything I need to undertake to manifest change for the better wholeheartedly and stay with it. Now that's your challenge. In conscious cooperation with God, you find yourself celebrating your decision to be in conscious cooperation with God. Success then does what? Success becomes the natural ending of whatever you're involved in. And when that experience ends, you find yourself at the beginning of a new experience. Do understand today, my friends, that if this concept that I am sharing with you this morning worked anywhere in your life, you have just proven to yourself it will work everywhere in your life. So enter today into the joy of its expression. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.